Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys know I have a good heart. I mean well. Sometimes that's misunderstood. I feel like I'm the most misunderstood person on this show at times.
What?
Now, last week, with all good intentions, I said to our esteemed guest, Coach Mike Locksley, head coach of Maryland football team, I said, Coach, we'll talk to you next week after you beat Wisconsin. But no, Coach didn't take my words to be something positive and motivation. He says, Rob, you're always starting stuff. So, Coach, it's good to talk to you this week after you beat Wisconsin.
Rob, you're always starting stuff. There you go again.
Great game, man. Great. You guys went out there and in their building, in their stadium, halftime is 20-0. I looked over at my buddy and said, I think this is over, man. Honestly, you took all the gas out of them, all the answers. You just changed up everything. What was the key to such a tremendous start by your young men?
Yeah, it's just that, the young men. And, you know, these guys don't have the experience of being gone through Camp Randall Stadium. They hadn't had a lot of these guys, as I've said, 64 new players make up this team. And none of them have experienced going to Camp Randall, so they didn't have anything to gauge or anything to have fear about. And that's the thing I like. When you have a young, inexperienced team, they're not very fearful because they don't know what they don't know. And I like that about this team. The thing that jumped out to me after watching it, you know, we're finally playing with the physicality that the Big Ten brings. And, you know, we've developed and built this roster because it's one thing to win, you know, when the weather's great, but it's another thing that when you got to play in the tough environments, you got to run the ball, you got to play physical. And I feel really good that we've built a young team that understands the physicality that comes with playing in the Big Ten. And it showed up Saturday.
And what about the Huskies? They seem, from what I've seen this year, Red, it's pretty balanced attack on the ground, in the air, and can be explosive. You know, Jonah Coleman, one of the top backs in the country. Yep. What else is going on there?
Yeah, their quarterback is the guy that makes him go. You know, he's one of those Kyler Murray kind of guys, run around, extends plays, can make the throws. Reminds me a little bit of Leah Tagovailoa, who we had. So we've got to do a great job of containing him. You know, they've got great athleticism in all the skill positions, receiver, running back, corner, safeties. They'll match up, I mean, very similarly to us in terms of just the athletic ability and their size. And so, you know, they've got a big game this weekend against Ohio State that, you know, we'll be sitting here cleaning our weapons and getting them ready for our next battle, which comes after them playing Ohio State, and, you know, get a chance to get a look at what they do against a good opponent like Ohio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My inevitable apology tour with bad picks starts this week with apologizing to Coach Loxley for picking Wisconsin and Malik the struggle on the road and his first road game in the Big Ten. And what can you say about him? Because that, I mean, he showed poise, and I expected a Wisconsin team.
Beyond his years.
Yes, and more people are talking about him down the line and his future. And I know he's still got games ahead, but he's looked so good so far.
Yeah, and I told somebody earlier that, you know, if you want to know the type of trust we have in this kid as a freshman quarterback, you know, we've got the ball at the 1-inch line, and then Pep Hamilton's like, hey, coach, what do you want to do? You want to sneak it here to give us some room, just run it? And I said, you trust him like I do, right? He said, yeah. I said, well, let's take a shot. And, you know, we took a shot. He was smart enough to check it down to the back. The back gets us off the goal line, and then we complete a 99-yard drive with a beautiful post to punch over the top. And to me, that kind of shows the faith and the type of maturity and trust that we have in this young quarterback. And I've said it, you know, to you guys, to everybody over here, that it's a maturity level, you know, that he's like he's been here before. And I really have a comfort level because the kid has made great decisions with the football. We've played a clean offensive game the last two games. No penalties, no turnovers. And you'll win a lot of games if you just don't beat yourself. And I think that's what this kid understands. And he's also got the talent to make the necessary throws and get the ball to our explosive players when in the critical situations.
Coach Mike Loxley joins us, head coach of the Maryland Terps. He had 10 tackles against FAU, 14 tackles against NIU. Your starters didn't play a lot, so he had 4 against Towson and came back last week with 11 against Wisconsin. Tell me about this kid, Daniel Wingate, the junior out of Bowie, Maryland.
Yeah, you know, Danny is very similar to E.J. Henderson. I've made that comparable because E.J. was a heavy-handed, lengthy, physical, we call him the dense tackler, where when he hits people, they get knocked back. And Daniel Wingate's one of those guys. He's 245 pounds. He's 6'4", 6'3 and a half, and plays the game the right way, really instinctive, reads his keys, and has become a leader for us. And, you know, as I said at the beginning of the year, we have a lot of players like Daniel that people didn't know about because a year ago he was a rotational guy that, you know, played 20, 25 snaps and kind of shared times with some guys that aren't here. And
he had 50 tackles last year, already has 40 now.
Right. And so it shows you that he's been developed in this program, and I really like the leadership that he brings as well.
Watch, one of the things that they are good, really good at is ball security. They don't fumble off and turn the ball much. And when they get opportunities, they're pretty good in the red zone, or they convert them. How are you guys been with ball security this year? Because I really haven't paid attention to that much. I've just been paying attention to your quarterback, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, we've gone two straight games on offense with no turnovers. Right. Malik has 2 turnovers. He had the 1 interception. It was a tip, and then he put the ball on the ground against Towson or Northern Illinois, one of those teams earlier this year where he's ran out of the pocket and didn't have 2 hands on the ball. But other than that, we've our biggest miscues right now are the drops, and that's something that we've got to get addressed. We cleaned it up, I thought, a week ago where we got through the game with 0 drops, and then this past weekend we got back up to 6. And these drops are happening at a critical time. You know, when you drop the ball on 3rd down, that becomes almost a turnover, especially if you had the opportunity to extend drives. And the thing that's getting us right now on offense, even though we're playing clean, is those drops show up, whether 2nd and long, and now you're in 3rd and long instead of 3rd medium, and it makes it advantageous to the defense when you're in the 3rd and long situation. So we got to get the drops cleaned up this week on defense, work on those blitz patterns a little cleaner there. And, you know, but what's really been great for us is our special teams. And, you know, we've had 3 block kicks the last 2 games, a block field goal, 2 block punts. we've invested in special teams and brought in a full-time special teams coordinator and Dre Pyle and an assistant in Chili Davis. And they've really done a good job of scheming things up and getting us opportunities and extra opportunities with how we've played on special teams.
Hey, Coach, is this a good time for a bye? I know it's still early in the season, but with the way you guys are playing, I feel like I'd want to play this weekend.
Well, that's the good thing, because much like one of them F1 cars that pulls in for a pit stop, as I told our guys, just don't get out the car. I mean, we got to get all the wheels and get those changed and get healthy. And it comes at a great time because it's in the first third. We'll play four more games, and then we'll get another bye week after the next fourth game. And, you know, for a team that doesn't have a lot of depth, recovery is as important as the strength and the playing. So we'll use this time to kind of, like I said, sharpen our weapons for our next battle. We'll stay in the car and get recovered and get healthy, and then try to continue the upward elevation of the program.
There you go, Coach Mike Locksley. Now, with your bye week, maybe next week you can call us and tell us what you were sipping on, or maybe you had a stogie or two.
Well, you can tell us now.
I done had four cigars the last 2 days.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right, fellas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.